Hi. I am Karen. I will describe the photos.
I am Victoria and I will read the sound effects.
Hi. I am Tina Mintosa. I am totally blind, but that does not keep me down.
I am a computer voice.
I am a woman on the phone.
I am Tina's Aunt B.
I am the subway announcement to Grandpa.
I'm a policeman.
I am a businessman.
Me, just a guy on the street.
Yeah, me too.
I am the woman on the stoop. Thank you.
And I am Alex. I will be your narrator. Now, let's go. Total Tina. The trigger.
On a desk is an open project box. On the inside of the cover is printed microchip controller kit. Installed around the edge of the box are buttons and switches with their loose wires folded out of the way.
Tina places a small circuit board into a project box. One wire at a time, she carefully connects the device's controls to the board. She drills a hole in the case's cover, pulls a delicate ribbon cable through it, and closes the lid.
Now I need a screen.
She opens a messy drawer and pulls out a smartphone. She runs a heat gun around its edge, then pries off the touchscreen. She unplugs the display and throws the old phone back in the drawer.
This will work.
She plugs her device's ribbon wire into the borrowed screen.
Now, some Velcro. Crow, crow.
She attaches Velcro to the back of the screen and the top of the case and presses them together.
Very nice. Prowl around the microwaves.
She presses the power button.
Nothing. Oh, duh. No battery.
She tears the Velcro screen off the case and opens the lid. She finds a 9-volt battery on the desk and touches it to her tongue.
Ugh. Why do I do that? Gross.
She places the 9-volt battery in the case, connects its clip, then puts the device back together.
Power this prowler up.
The display lights up with nearby cell phone numbers. Tina is blind, so she doesn't see the screen. Instead, she uses it for gestures. She puts in earbuds and listens to the device's robot voice.
4 cell signals detected.
She double taps the first number.
347-555-0812. Data off. Text off. Voice on.
Cell signals carry voice, text and data. This number is using its voice channel. Tina listens to the conversation.
So I told her forget it. She is not my boss.
Boring.
She swipes to the next number.
646-289-1353. Voice off. Data off. Text on.
This person is texting.
Okay, let's meet up at JT's.
She swipes.
917-821-3492. Voice off. Text off. Data on.
This person is using data. Tina can read the stream.
The screen shows someone's emails.
Inbox. Unread Mills vacation stuff. Unread Ponty Sue, re, work schedule.
So no care. Swipe.
718-555-2483. Data off. Text off. Voice off.
Finally.
The cell phone is in range, but not being used.
Well, if you are not going to be using your phone right now, may I borrow it?
She presses a button on the device.
Using the voice channel of 718-555-2483.
Tina types in her aunt's phone number.
Sound of a ringing phone. Hello?
Aunt B, it's me.
Tina? What is going on? Why does the caller ID say, Boris Kapsky?
It's my cell prowler. I made it to hijack other people's cell service.
You really should not steal. Just because you can.
I made it from my microchip controller kit. I can listen to anyone nearby. I can read their texts or use their data. Very fun.
I don't know what you are talking about. Anyway, your grandfather is back home. Go visit him.
Yes. I can test my prowler in Grandpa's neighborhood. It's crowded there. Wonder how many phones I can detect at once? 255, I bet. I made the array way bigger, 1023.
Stop. Stop. You're always so quiet, except when you are talking to me. Then talk, talk, talk. Just stop by the diner and bring him some soup. Bye.
Terminated.
Tina clips the device to her belt. She puts a pack of gum in her pocket, unfolds her white cane, and goes out.
Photo. Tina waits on a crowded subway platform. A train is approaching.
The whoosh of the cars. The squeal of the brakes.
She rides the F train downtown.
Next stop, 23rd Street.
Tina gets off the train and finds the wall with her cane. She trails along it toward the clicking turnstiles. She has been here hundreds of times. She knows her way out of this station.
The noise of the turnstiles fades to the sounds of people on the stairs.
She stops just short of the staircase that goes up to the street.
Photo. Tina leans against the wall. The stairs to the street are just around the corner from her. The sign above her says Northwest, 23rd Street, 6th Avenue. She has the prowler in her hand and earbuds in her ears.
249 cell numbers detected.
Wow, 249. Come on, 255.
She scrolls the list of cell numbers.
3475. Microchip controller kit number 01. 6462.
Microchip? Did that say microchip controller kit? How could that be? Gee, maybe someone has some other homemade device around here. Anyone can get a microchip controller kit. Build whatever they want. Let me just see.
Microchip controller kit number 01. Voice not available. Text not available. Data on.
Just data. Cool. Read it, please.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Sound of a huge explosion.
Out up on the street, a bomb goes off. Dust and debris comes rushing down the stairs. Tina is safe from the fallout.
Oh God. So glad I wasn't on the stairs. Sniff, sniff. Nitrogen. A bomb that was a bomb. So close. Oh no, Grandpa's building, it's right there.
Sounds of screams and cries from the street.
Tina goes up the stairs. The steps exit on the street corner.
Photo. A sidewalk littered with glass and debris. Smoke is in the air. People are bent over coughing. Cops are everywhere.
There is much commotion. People run and cry.
Sounds of sirens. Car alarms blare.
Tina shields the dust and smell from her face. Police move in her direction.
Everybody back. Everybody back.
He sees Tina.
Yo, young lady. New York City Police. You have to turn around and go back to 6th Avenue and then uptown. Are you okay with that?
All right, okay. But, my grandfather lives in that building.
The people in the building are fine. It is the people on the street who took the hit. Now please move along.
Tina follows the crowd up 6th Avenue. She stops and leans against the storefront wall. She scans her prowler.
1023 cell numbers detected.
Holy moly, filled the array. Wow. Let me scan for Grandpa's number.
64636317. 6317. Microchip controller kit number 02. 8183.
What was that?
She swipes backwards.
Microchip controller kit number 02.
Another microchip controller kit? How weird.
She clicks on it and listens.
298, 297, 296.
The first controller was a trigger. The trigger on the bomb. And now here is another. Another trigger. Another bomb.
She holds her finger on the screen and the word details appears on the display.
Sickle strength 80%.
She motions her prowler up 6th Avenue. The signal gets stronger.
20%.
She pushes off the wall and starts walking.
The streets around her quiet down.
After a bit, she checks again.
58%.
She comes to 27th Street and points the prowler down the block.
88%.
She turns towards the signal.
Photo. Tina canes her way down a city sidewalk.
An old man sits on his front steps reading a magazine. A toddler kneels on the sidewalk, drawing with some chalk. A string is attached to the toddler's belt loop and is wrapped around the old man's wrist. The man sees Tina coming down the street. He picks up the little kid and stands him on the bottom step. Tina passes by. The toddler silently reaches out but just misses her. A few feet away, Tina checks her prowler again.
96%.
Close, very close. Tina pokes a pile of garbage with her cane.
Sound of her stick hitting a suitcase.
Across the street, a woman comes out of her building. From the high stoop, she sees Tina rummaging in the garbage.
99%.
Oh, a wheelie bag.
Tina holds the prowler against the bag.
100%.
The woman on the stoop shakes her head.
It's in there.
58, 57, 56.
Photo. Tina lifts a wheelie bag out of a garbage pile. The old man watches smiling as the toddler strains at his string.
Tina breathes deep and lifts the heavy bag out of the pile.
Ugh. Photo. An open wheelie bag sits on the sidewalk. Inside the bag is a battery and circuit board on top of a large metal can.
Tina zips open the bag, then carefully puts her hand in. She feels the circuit board.
The trigger.
46, 45, 44.
A dog comes up and sniffs Tina.
Ah. Oh, it's a stupid dog. Go away, go away. Photo. A brown dog stands a few inches from Tina. A businessman sidesteps between Tina and the toddler.
Then double it. I don't care how you get it done.
The businessman practically steps right over the toddler and brushes past Tina. The little dog skitters out of the way.
Photo. A man in a suit is texting a few feet from Tina. The woman on the stoop cleans her front door with a spray bottle and a rag.
31, 30, 29.
What do I do? What do I do? Stop shaking. Think.
Tina gently inspects the bomb.
12, 11, 10.
Oh, battery.
She feels the 9-volt battery.
Maybe.
6, 5, 4.
She unplugs the battery.
Don't explode. Please don't explode.
Sounds of a quiet street. Sirens are in the distance. A bicycle whizzes past.
Okay, it's okay. Oh, I'm going to be sick.
Two loud-talking guys come down the block.
Oh no, I don't want these people to see me puking.
She jaywalks across the empty street. The dog watches her from between parked cars.
Hey, look at that nice suitcase. I need that for my trip.
They start checking out the wheelie bag.
Hey, no, don't. Ack, cough, puke. Oh, puke. Oh, hey, leave that alone. Ack, puke, cough.
Oh, gross. That girl is puking. Just take the stupid bag.
I can't budge it. It weighs a ton.
Take that thing out of it. Let's go.
Together, they strain to pull the heavy bomb out of the bag.
Oh no, no.
Tina covers her head.
Quiet street sounds.
The men leave with the wheelie bag.
Photo. Bleary-eyed Tina rubs her belly. The dog watches her. An old man carries a little kid into a building. The woman on the stoop is looking over her shoulder at Tina.
She takes a piece of gum from her pocket, chews it a little and spits it out. The woman comes down the stairs.
Nice.
Thanks for throwing up in front of my building. You kids are awful. You think you're awesome, but you're awful. A nice girl like you out drunk. Digging in the garbage. Go home.
Tina collects herself and starts down the sidewalk. A couple approaches from the other end of the block.
There he is.
Photo. The dog is watching Tina walk away.
Hey Buster, come on boy. Buster, good boy.
The undecided dog paws the ground.
Buster, I have a biscuit.
He turns and runs to the couple.
The tapping sound of Tina's cane echoes off the buildings.
Tina gets back to 6th Avenue and leans against a storefront. She scrolls her prowler looking for her grandfather's number.
212-647-1.
That's Grandpa.
Oh, it was right outside my building. I'm fine, it's fine.
I saw on the news that your street is closed down. They're not letting anyone in. Let me text Tina and tell her not to go over by there.
Tina clicks off the channel.
Terminated.
She goes to the curb and hails a cab.
Photo. A cab travels up a city street. Tina is in the back seat.
The end.
On the 17th of September, 2016, a bomber left 3 bombs, one in Seaside Park, New Jersey, and 2 in the Chelsea neighborhood of New York City. That evening, a bomb exploded on 23rd Street, causing much injury and damage. Another bomb was later found undetonated on a sidewalk a few blocks away.